If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
As Christians, we are often caught in a catch-22. What does that mean? Well, a catch-22 is a scenario in which you are darned if you do and darned if you don't. For example, we know that we should not enjoy all the pleasures of this world to excess. That's what Lent is all about. We're darned if we do overly enjoy all of them. But we also cannot yet have all the glories of heaven just yet. And that is what Easter is a small taste of. Because heaven is not here. It lies just over the horizon. We're darned because we have to wait to be entirely happy. Christianity is constantly a catch-22, where we're sort of darned if we do and darned if we don't. In the gospel today, Jesus throws yet another catch-22 conundrum at us. Did you catch it? He says very, very clearly in the gospel today from the Sermon on the Mount, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father." Clearly, Jesus is telling us not to flaunt our faith and our good works, but to be humble. And yet, what do we do every Ash Wednesday? We parade around with these huge gray crosses smeared on our foreheads so that everyone can see them. So that is one end of the dilemma, where we seem to disobey Jesus. We're darned. But a little earlier in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, which is taken from the same sermon, Jesus sounds like he's saying the opposite. He warns us, "Your light must shine before others so they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." In other words, Jesus at first says, "Don't do good deeds for people to see." But then he turns around and says, "Do your good deeds for everyone to see." Well, which is it, Jesus? This sounds exactly like a catch-22. We're darned if we do, and we're darned if we don't. I think one way to resolve this dilemma is to make sure that God gets all the glory for what we do, whether people see what we do or not. Give the glory to God. He deserves it, after all, because His grace working in us makes possible every good thing we ever accomplish. I cannot lift my little pinky finger on my hand without His help. Many years ago, in the year 2000, an unknown quarterback named Kurt Warner led the St. Louis Rams to their Super Bowl victory, their very first one. A reporter asked him after the game, "Kurt, how does it feel to win the Super Bowl?" And he was also the MVP. Kurt Warner replied without hesitation, "First things first, all the glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Kurt Warner did not grab the glory for himself, but gave it to God. His good works, his amazing performance, was seen by all, but he gave the glory where it belonged. At other times, however, we should keep our good deeds hidden. One day at another church where I was a pastor, a parishioner came to the church office and handed me a check for $250,000. He asked that it remain anonymous. On another occasion, somebody gave me $500,000 and asked that no one know where it came from. And you won't believe this, but another time, someone actually gave me $2.5 million as a donation for the church and asked that we keep it between us, entre nous, as they say in French. Those generous Catholics did not want their reward on earth, but rather in heaven. They kept their good deeds quiet so that God would get all the glory, just as Jesus asked. As we go through the 40 days of Lent, some things we do will be seen by other people, like our ashes today. When that happens, do your best to give the glory to God. He is the one who deserves it, after all. But there will also be things you do that remain hidden during Lent, secret, known only to your Heavenly Father. And that is good, too, for your reward will be great in heaven. Christianity is full of catch-22 dilemmas. But if we probe the depths of the dilemmas with the eyes of faith, we discover how great God's love is for us, the mysterious working of His grace, and ultimately why He deserves all the glory. And then we no longer feel like we're darned if we do or don't. We simply say, "Praised be Jesus Christ."